Recording 6.6.
Only 6 more weeks to go till the big day. I'm already full of trepidation.
So am I. We know we've got to get this right. It's a key event for the company, and it will affect our image.
I'm sure it will. That's why we have to be careful when choosing the venue. So let's put our heads together. What sort of venue do we need? Let's try and come up with a list of essentials.
It's certainly got to have a spacious conference room.
Absolutely. We're expecting over 70 delegates, so we'll definitely need a large conference room. In addition, let's not forget that at times the participants will have to split up into special interest groups. So we'll need access to a number of seminar rooms as well. How many do you reckon?
Preferably 4, I'd say. But if we can have more, all the better. Now then, what else?
Remember the problems we had last year with late arrivals and early departures? Some people spent more time on the airport shuttle than they did on the plane.
Yeah, that was pretty disastrous. We can't allow that to happen again. The venue's got to be within reasonable distance of an international airport.
Right. Let's recap and see what we've got so far. Three things, I think. Reasonable access to an international airport, as you've just said. Next, one large conference room. And then, preferably, 4 or more seminar rooms. We're getting there. Anything else?
Fun, of course. All work and no play makes managers dull conference participants. So the venue's got to provide a wide choice of leisure activities.
Fine. Let me write that down. So, a wide choice of leisure activities. Yeah, I agree. That's important. The conference program's really intensive, so the delegates will need to relax, I'm sure.